those who can do, those who cannot do it on the internet. FancyPantsGangsters.com.
My name is Dave. With me, as always, is Evan.
I don't know why I've adopted the Tony Montana.
What are you doing?
All of a sudden?
God, the world is yours.
It is mine.
More mini corn dogs and no French fries, or do you want the French fries?
Well, I wanted the onion rings with mine.
Yeah, no, but with the mini corn dog basket, it comes with French fries,
oh,
too.
Oh, just the corn dogs.
Corn dogs.
Yep. We're not animals. God. That's a good sound.
That is a good
right
sound.
Right there.
I hope you
caught
that.
Because that is... If you can't hear it, that's not regular frying. That's drowning it in hot oil.
Yeah, it's a good sound effect.
It's a great sound effect. I hope it came through on our new recorder here. But
where are we?
We are at Albert's in lovely Columbia Heights, Minnesota. Which, if you don't know, it is to the north,
yeah.
Minneapolis,
northern central Minneapolis.
Yeah. Not too far from northeast Minneapolis.
No.
What you'd consider the northeast neighborhood. It's a little disappointing that we're doing this show now.
Right.
And this is one of those things where if we ever did a modicum of planning...
Right. Well, we did have a plan.
We did.
But, like usual, plan never comes together.
We fell apart.
We knew.
We really
need a Hannibal in our group.
We do. Just because I think one of us needs to look good with the bright white hair.
And a cigar in our mouth.
I could go for a cigar.
Neither of us can pull off a leather members only jacket, though.
No one can pull off a leather. I would even go so far as to say Hannibal can barely pull it off. And that was the 80s, back when members only was okay.
Right.
Anyway, no, you know, we did have some plans, but Albert's was kind of a nearby alternative, I guess.
Right.
Because weather's kind of shitty, and this is my last week as a single man.
Let's be honest, you've never really been all that single.
That's very true, but legally.
Legally.
And
yeah, that's it.
We'll have one more show.
One more,
in between then and now.
A very special fancy show.
A very, very special show. anyway.
A very special episode of Blossom.
Yes. But anyway, like, I'm stupidly busy. So we didn't want to go too far.
We're both kind of busy.
Yes, we are. So
me, because I'm your wedding bitch.
You are.
At this point.
You are indeed. But anyway, the reason why I'm disappointed we're going here now,
right,
is this place is known for one thing and one thing in particular, which is sweet, sweet alligator meat.
Right. It's one of two things that actually break our cue to the animal, the tastier and more delectable the meat is.
Yes.
The alligator and the buffalo.
Buffaloes are cute in their own way.
But they're, by and large, they're a fairly ugly animal.
Buffaloes are cute the same way that people find Seth Rogen cute.
Okay.
They're large, they're kind of furry, they're kind of odd looking, but there's a charm to them.
I can't argue.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Well, I can't go against my Jew brethren.
Yes.
You know, being... Yes.
Your people.
My people. You know, the fact that he had the single greatest line in the history of all movies. What do you put in your hair? Oh, it's called Jew.
Which movie was that from?
This one, Knocked Up.
Oh, God, I barely remember that movie.
Oh, man, I laughed my ass off. I'm like, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
You could not have been more right.
Anyway, we're not talking about Seth Rogen.
No.
In the show, at least not yet.
We're talking about you.
We're talking about me.
It's a big week.
Actually, we were talking about me. We were talking about the fact that this place is known for selling alligator meat.
Right.
Apparently, we found the time period where they're out.
Until the 14th.
Until later this week.
Could have come back here.
I want white or wheat toast?
Oh, wheat, please.
My
I need my... onion rings and pork sandwich to be healthy.
Well, you got to make sure he gets you into your wedding dress.
Yeah, well. Anyway, yeah, so we managed to pick them when they apparently ran out of alligator meat. So we can't test the home specialty.
The delectable, the juicy.
And you're using up all your words.
I really am.
Way too early.
I'm sorry. I'll stop. But it is a disappointment. To describe Albert's, it is a typical Northeast bar.
Yes.
Got a little bit of wood paneling on the walls, mostly adorned with beer and soda slogans.
Yeah.
A Viking schedule.
There's a piece of paper taped to the wall for the Christmas basket fundraiser.
Right.
So, I mean, it's very much the neighborhood bar.
Pull tabs.
So, this is what I think of when I think small town Minnesota bar.
I agree.
You know, I would compare it to Matt's, but the burgers look to seem to be like size suitable for human consumption as opposed to some namby pamby.
Bigby? What you're going with?
Yeah, something like that. So that's a point in its favor versus Matt's.
You're an ass.
I know. But yeah, I mean this is the kind of bar like when we grew up in southwestern suburbs.
I'm proud. You're very, very bad.
I almost said southeastern, and I'm like, wait, that's not right.
Carbon San Diego, you are not.
No, that's because I look terrible in a red trench coat, though.
I beg to differ. I've seen it.
I've never had the red trench coat. I know I'm very elegant, but it's just I don't have the long flowing hair anymore.
It's true.
So I can't pull the look off.
By the way,
much.
When are you getting cut?
Soon. I'm off. So what was the way everything was started? We were gonna have a big mandate.
We were. Big gay mandate.
Big gay mandate. Because you went to go get yourself pretty.
Yeah, I am looking.
You're looking fine.
I have my Ric Flair going right now. Thank you.
Thank you.
I am styling and profiling.
Is that what you're...
That's what I'm doing.
Uh-huh. But I had to cancel just because shit got real, basically. So I got to go later this week. And I'm off from Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, so I'll probably do it on Thursday. Because it seems to be the best day, for me at least. But I have the whole day to myself, so. It's a little warm, is it?
Hot. Really hot.
See, I like watching you in pain. So we got an appetizer.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know why, but it just felt like we needed to.
Right.
And
we're in a bar. You got to get some bar food.
Yeah.
And anything that shrinks something down that's normally a good normal size into delectable bite size.
Like you jumping into a pool.
Right.
For example.
Or a mini taco, or in this case, a mini corn dog. We got to do it.
I'm a fan of miniaturized food.
I am too. It makes me feel like a bigger man than I really am.
Yeah.
Oh man, it's hot.
It's very hot. Right out of the fryer later.
But tasty.
They are tasty. For some reason, and I rarely say this, but I think these actually need a little salt.
I agree.
Which is weird when you think of deep fried hot dogs. Like, salt is really the first thing.
It defeats the purpose.
Yeah.
But they're good. I like the fact that the battery isn't falling off the said dog, and it is a little bit more done.
It's borderline too done for me.
Really?
Yeah. I tend to like a little softer dough on a crop on a corn dog, but
being the corn dog connoisseurs that we are,
I am
hot. Holy crap!
Yeah. But yeah.
Big week for us.
It is a big week for us. I can't talk.
I feel like you're becoming a man.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm just ready for it to be over.
You know, there's a certain amount of enormity to the event, but I don't think that you really grasp it until it's over.
Yeah.
you know, it's a life altering. It's a, and not saying that you guys haven't lived together for X amount of years, mm-hmm. but it's like that. I don't want to call it a rite of passage because that's the wrong thing to call it.
Yeah,
but it's a life moment.
Yeah, and I'm sure I'll feel that way.
Right.
When it happens. To me, though, I think it's just, you know me, I don't like a fuss.
I don't.
And I think that's the biggest thing for me, is just kind of having to get over that.
Let me ask you this. Chances of you crying?
Pretty good.
Really? You think so?
I'll probably tear up. Because
if you cry, I'm going to cry.
It depends. It depends on what it is. I'm more than likely cry when I see her for the first time.
Uh-huh.
Because we're seeing each other before the actual ceremony, but not till that day.
Okay.
And I have not seen the dress yet. I've heard stories.
It's a big deal. Speaking of one from a guy who's had one failed marriage, it's a big deal. It's exciting, but it is very touching, and it does hit you a little bit more than you think it will.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that will be the point where the enormity of the whole thing hits you.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, I'm ready for it. You know.
Well, you're ready for it to be over.
But I'm also kind of.
It's a long time coming.
It is. I mean, you know, we've been together 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
We've lived together for 3 years, three mm-hmm. or 4 years. So, I mean, in terms of our day-to-day life, it's not gonna. Nothing's really gonna change that much.
No.
Just
in legality.
I will finally be able to kill her to take the life insurance money, which is nice.
That's important.
Yeah. And funny thing is, she'd say the same thing, so it's really kind of a race at this point.
Have you invested in the body armor yet?
I invested in treating my body terribly.
So yeah, you know.
So that I'm not going to get, she's not going to get much of a payout for the life insurance, because it's pretty common that, it's pretty likely that I'll die.
Firecracker, yep. Thank you.
Thank you.
Holy crap.
Oh my god.
These are monstrous.
These are, again, better than Matt's. I'll just, you know, want to point that out again. I'm just saying.
Holy crap.
Mm-hmm. These are,
that's one of the biggest sandwiches I've ever
these
seen.
These are beastly sandwiches right here. So, we should mention that you've been feasting on the free peanuts.
Yes.
Which, again, is for you a big deal, because I know your love of Five Guys.
That's true. It's an unhealthy relationship that Five Guys and I have at this point.
But anyway. I forgot what we were talking about. No, I mean, I'm ready for... Honestly, for me, I've actually come to enjoy work a little bit.
Because it gets you out of the wedding stuff?
It does. It's a couple hours where I don't have to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, this is normally interrupted by the fact that since my fiance and I, we work for the same company,
mm-hmm.
which means we have access to Instant Messenger, like in-company Instant Messenger.
Right.
It makes it a little harder to get away from it. And also for me, we had our weekly staff meeting of our group today, and my boss felt it necessary to tell everyone
why
I was gone,
awesome.
Or why I'm going to be gone. So all day it was, oh, congratulations,
how come I didn't get an invite?
Yeah. It's like, I come here to not talk about, I have this thing, and I want your opinion on this. With very few exceptions, especially now that I've gone more corporate. It was less this way when I was more of a counter jockey.
Right.
But now that I've gone more corporate, I want strict demarcations of work and life.
I agree. I think my work life and my personal life were much more intertwined when I was a counter jockey, for lack of a better term.
Mm-hmm.
When I was working the bikes for the bike store or wherever, totally because I was working more hours at places like that.
Yeah.
So the people that you were working with, and they were in the same boat as you,
mm-hmm.
they did become your friends, for lack of a better term.
Mm-hmm.
Our sponsor would be a great example, or a former sponsor.
Former sponsor.
Of ours would be a great example. That's where Alvy and I met. We both moved down to greener pastures, but
His is more greener than yours.
Right, but we were both counter jockeys. So that makes complete sense to me. Are you confused?
Yeah.
Why?
No. I have to do some testing.
Okay.
I got an odd flavor in my pork. I got a pork tenderloin sandwich.
Right.
Which is a very, very sizable hunk of tenderloin.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say with lettuce, tomato, and then their gator sauce, which is a creamy mustard sauce.
Okay.
But I need to try something here.
Problem?
I think this was fried in peanut oil.
Why? Can you taste the peanut?
I can. It tastes like it was fried in peanut butter.
Is that a bad thing?
It's not a bad thing. It's just it's not. It's I wasn't expecting it. You know, you don't bite into a pork tenderloin sandwich and expect to come back with peanut butter.
You're disgusting. This knows no bounds.
It's just weird.
I got the firecracker burger.
Mm-hmm.
That
regular beef burger, of course.
Regular beef burger with pepper jack and jalapeno, and it also has the gator sauce on it. I dig the gator sauce.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about you.
I do too. They let you do the mayo, but I think the that kind of creamy mustard gator sauce that they use is very tasty.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Very good. Very good. Good.
Mm. And the onion rings are decent.
Yeah.
You know, again, this is more of just a personal thing. They're a little done for me.
But I like more done.
Yeah, and it's not like inedibly bad at all.
Right. So what else is on the docket for this week? Because we both had busy, you had a busy Saturday is what you had.
Yep. Yeah.
I partook in part of it.
You did. This last weekend, myself, along with the other hosts of the video game show,
mm-hmm.
Yet Another Gaming Show, we participated in a charity called Extra Life, which was it still is, actually. It's a 24-hour video game marathon raising money for the Children's Miracle Network. In our case, it was St. Paul, or the Gillette Children's Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And I say it will be because we actually did it a week ahead of time. The official event is the 15th, but that is the day of my wedding. And it would probably be a poor move to miss my wedding to play video games, even if it was for charity.
It's bad form.
Yeah.
It's bad form. Even I
mm-hmm.
can say with all actuality, even though I am terrible with women and men for that matter, that would be a bad call.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a lot of fun.
It was a hell of a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We did it at Games & Go in Rosedale Mall,
mm-hmm.
Which is big friends of ours. We're huge fans of them. They've been huge supporters of us over the last couple of years, and particularly Gene, their manager.
He's also the Dancing Machine.
He's Mean Gene, the Dancing Machine. And all of which will be put on YouTube sometime this week. But I'll get to you in a second, but
okay.
I was thinking to myself, so this is an annual event. I really hope it is not on the 15th next year.
1 year anniversary?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because now it's just kind of doomed, where it's like, it's always going to be right around my anniversary.
Well, your anniversary is not going to fall on a Saturday next year, so you think you're good.
It's true.
You might have to man up and be awake for an anniversary on a Sunday
yeah.
after staying up all night to game. Mm-hmm. And I definitely want to be involved next year.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had a blast just coming down and whooping your ass for a good hour and a half. I mean,
Yes.
Honestly. You haven't got your ass whipped that badly in a while.
No, I will give you proper credit.
Now, tell me how good I am. That one game.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're amazing at that one game that we both admit is a... We both ended up playing a WCW Nitro... Was it Revenge?
Yeah.
Yeah. And,
on N64.
On N64. A game that...
It's essentially played a 12-year-old console.
Yeah, played a major part in our upbringing.
Mm-hmm.
Many a night, particularly a Monday night, was spent playing that game.
Mm-hmm.
And I must say that La Parca embarrassed himself and his family.
Mm-hmm.
He did not perform up to
his
usual
standards.
Well,
I'm pretty sure you did, too.
Well, my family's been embarrassed to me for years, so...
Well, I'm not going to argue with that.
Mm-hmm.
It was an ass-whooping, is what it was.
It was. No, I will cop to it.
It took you almost 10 matches to get a one count on me. I mean, I was in the zone, if there can be something.
Mm-hmm.
Now, any other game that I played, I was terrible at. And not, like, bad at. Terrible at.
What else did you play?
You don't know Jack?
Oh. Well, that requires you to be smart, though.
Yeah, but I'm not good with the type of questions that they were asking. Like,
okay.
Thinking that kind of... That kind of abstract way.
If you don't know, Jack is a quiz game. It's a quiz video game.
But it's not just like straight quiz questions.
Yeah. You know, it's like Jeopardy where half the question is deciphering what the actual question is.
Uh-huh. And that's just not my style. If it was just straight trivia, like Trivia Pursuit or something like that,
mm-hmm.
Well, what's the math? Take some names. But when I have to decipher what the actual question
yep.
is. That's I just cannot think that way. And I got my ass whooped.
Yeah, you did. Pretty embarrassingly, if I remember right.
Yeah, it was. Yes, I was way negative on points, and I even tried to stick you.
You did.
And unsuccessfully.
No.
So no. It was a small amount of revenge that you gained.
A little bit. Well, you win in brawn. I win on brains. It's the way it's always
right.
been with us.
It really has.
So
I'm all body.
You're all body, and really, that's
all I got.
That really insults both of us.
I know.
So, no, I got plans for next year.
Premium.
It was a blue moon actually, but could I just get a 1919
mm-hmm.
instead?
How about you?
Can I get a water?
Water.
Thank you.
No,
thank you.
There's some in there still. All right. No, I don't feel rushed. I just couldn't see.
Here we go.
Lady killer.
You know it. I forgot how much fun that game was.
It is. It's a lot of fun.
It's just a button masher. There's no combinations.
Mm-hmm.
It's just it's very much the... Well, it was THQ at circa 1997.
Yeah, it sounds right.
And THQ is produced all the wrestling games at the time, be it WWF or WWE or WCW style wrestling games. So basically, you had one grapple button, and then whatever combination of buttons pressed after that, be it up an A or down an A or you know directional pad an A, that was what executed the moves. So you had a very limited amount of moves that you could use. But at the time, the gameplay was pretty damn excellent. Thank you very much. And for me, because I don't have the dexterity to really pull off intricate combos or anything like that. It was a game that I could get behind and play methodically.
Yep.
You know. Well. While I'm executing one move, I know what move I'm going to pull off next.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to send you at your ass into the rope, or I'm going to submit you.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, it was fun to call my shots.
See, here's the thing with you. You are a terrible winner.
I know.
You're
I don't win that often. I don't win that often. Therefore, I am a terrible winner. Because when it does happen... I gotta kick some dirt in your face.
Because you're small and petty.
I am. Was it too much that every time I had you pinned and I knew that I had to beat, I did the whole, I'm laying over you and doing the 1, 2, 3 with my hands up in the air?
Yeah, that was...
Making sure that the entire store knew that I was winning?
That was a bit much.
Really?
I would say, yeah.
You're lucky I didn't stand up and spike the controller.
See,
I didn't do an end zone dance.
You probably wouldn't have really broken it any further than it already
mm-hmm.
was. The But the thing I enjoyed about that, and I think when we do this next year, because the way we ended up doing was, it's 24 hours. Mm-hmm. We started in the store at 10 a.m. And then we went until close, which was 9 p.m. And then we went over to Mike's house and finished off there. It is 100 times harder to play a lot of games when there's nobody else around. Like, and it could have been just because we were getting tired and right. all that stuff, but it just seemed like so much less fun to do it when it was just the four of us sitting in Mike's basement playing those games. Mm-hmm. So, and what I think we're going to do, and also none of us are, we're really equipped to do the 24 hours anymore. We're all old. And so what I'm thinking we might do next year, if the scheduling works out, obviously, is actually do it over 2 weekends.
Okay.
And do it, but do it in public both times.
Okay.
So I was thinking, you know, do Games and Go again, and then maybe a place like the Chatterbox, which is a place we've been on this show, mm-hmm. so good food as well. But do it there, and just again, get that kind of party.
That's a hell of an idea.
Environment.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that would be a lot of fun.
That's a really good idea.
Mm-hmm.
I hate fundraising. I hate it.
As do I.
Steal that out of your way.
Thank you. As a kid, I hated fundraising for school. Mm-hmm. With a really strong fire, I hated it. I hated doing it for like Boy Scouts or you know, football or whatever. But I could get behind this. Throw the keys.
Throw the keys. Now, when you were there, were you there for the whole potato soup?
No.
Incident? This is an entertaining situation. So, in the Rosedale Mall, there's a Green Mill restaurant.
Yeah.
Green Mill, if you're not from around here, because I think they're a local chain. I don't know how nationally known they are.
Green Mill, that Green Mill, was actually where you hatched this idea of doing this podcast to me.
I don't know if
you knew that.
Yep.
Way back when.
Holy shit. I think you might be right.
I know I'm right.
Anyway. But the Green Mill there, it's kind of a... I don't want to say it's an Applebee's-ish kind of restaurant.
It's an Applebee's-ish restaurant. It's not even a step up. No, you don't even have to...
Oh, no, I wasn't gonna make any... I'm more trying to capture the vibe.
Bennigan's.
Yeah, you know, one of those kind of chain happy hour kind of places.
Shenanigans.
Shenanigans, yeah, exactly.
There is a Shenanigans in Apple Valley.
Is there?
Yes, there is.
Awesome.
It actually looks like the sign from the movie.
God, how weird would that be if that was actually, like, if they designed it based on that movie, like an Office Space themed restaurant? Uh-huh.
Or Office Space / Waiting.
What was the restaurant in Waiting?
Shenanigans.
Was that Shenanigans
yeah.
as well?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's the de facto Applebee's fill-in.
Yeah, if you want it to sound really lame,
mm-hmm.
but trying to be fun, Shenanigans is a good name for it.
If you have to wear a flare.
Yeah. But anyway, they gave one of the Games and Go workers, Tony, they gave him a cup of potato soup. That was their soup of the day. I think he got like a burger or something for lunch, whatever. And he did not want this soup.
Okay.
He just, he could not get rid of it. He's trying to give it away all damn day. Like, anytime anybody, he would actually inject himself into conversations so that he could try to give away this soup. And I've never had their soup, but I'm sure it's fine. We ended up actually giving it away as a prize in a Street Fighter tournament. It's like, oh, you won. Here's a cup of soup.
Okay.
And we did it upright. We took pictures of the winner.
With the soup?
With the soup.
Was he eating the soup at the time?
I think he was.
Okay.
But
he should have done some sort of airplane thing.
But what was weird about the whole thing is it should not be that hard to give away food.
It depends on the food. If it was a cheeseburger, I guarantee you that would have been gone in a second.
Is soup really that bad? Like, just as a concept, that you would not take a free cup of soup if offered?
I don't know if I would. I have to be in the mood for soup's the mood food. It's not good mood food, it's just the mood food. Yeah, I have to be in the mood for soup. Like, when I make soup at home, I have to really want to make soup.
Mm-hmm.
If I have soup at work, I have to really want soup. I don't just... That's not something I would gravitate towards. And I don't think a lot of people can say that.
True. No, it's the flip side of that. What is the stuff that you're always into whenever?
A burger. A sandwich. Onion rings. Thank you.
What is that? Can I mean?
Oh, that's a recorder.
Oh, that's
you're
fine.
Fine.
No,
you're fine.
Fine.
Yeah, that'd be great. Thank you.
But even like stuff you're making at home, like, is there anything that's just like, that is what you're going to make now? Like, I just like, any time of year, any
hard
time
shell
of
tacos.
Day. Tacos?
Hard shell tacos. Like, that is like one of those things, like, if I've got all the ingredients, it's game on. It's game on, and I will make 20 of them.
And have no problem with it.
And I'll polish them all down. I'll put them on a cookie sheet.
On a cookie sheet.
I will eat them on a cookie sheet. I will lay it across me, and I will just make them up a la, like, Taco Bell. And just go to town. I can do... And this is the girl. This is going to sound gross. I can eat 14 tacos in a sitting. 14 homemade tacos.
You've measured?
I ate it recently. 14.
Now, how many taco shells come in a package?
18.
Okay, because I'm like, I thought it was 12. I'm like, so you really
yeah,
had
you can
like,
buy the bonus pack that I get with 18.
Oh, well. I'm sorry, I didn't realize I was in the...
What's a better deal?
I cannot remember the last time I had a hard shell taco.
Well, to me, that defeat that goes with your old corn bones thing. You know,
why?
It's got something tough, a tough vessel.
No. You see, you misinterpret corn bones.
Did I?
You misinterpret the corn bones thing. It is not that I have to do work.
Yeah.
I mean that there's part that's part of it.
All right.
You know, but you know, I have no problem with I have a little problem with like rinds on stuff like watermelon and shit like that. But what bothers me about bones, and its yellower cousin corn bones, is that there is something inedible on my plate. That's what it is.
Right.
Like, I enjoy hard shell tacos.
Right.
I normally end up saying, fuck it, and just make taco salad.
See, to me, it's all about as much as I can cram into those tacos. But I don't ever get like the bigger taco shells. Mm-hmm. I always get the smaller ones because it makes me feel better about myself for some reason.
Yes, but how does that figure in when you have 14 of them?
I know, but to me, it's the whole experience. It's the cutting of the tomatoes. It's the cutting of the onions. It's the shredding of the lettuce on the mandolin.
It's a sexual thing for you, is really what it is.
It's the simplest form of prep work that you can do because I like doing prep work. Recipes.
Okay.
But it's the simplest thing you can do. And to me, I like, there's something very relaxing about doing like food prep work.
Mm-hmm.
That I, or the repetitive motion almost.
You're used to repetitive motion.
Uh-huh.
What? No, you said you enjoy food prep. Right. That's, you know, you're used to it. Just
there's
saying.
No, there's no double entendre.
I don't, or an entendre if you want to use the word properly.
I'm a little meat drunk right now.
A little bit.
But I like that. I like doing the whole assembly line thing, right? Mm-hmm. I fill up all of them with meat, then I do all cheese, and then I do all the lettuce, and then I do all the tomato and the onion, and then I've got, because I'm that guy, I put the taco sauce that I've made into a squirt bottle so I can quickly go over it and make it look all fancy. Yeah, I'm that guy. I don't care. You can say whatever you want.
I'm saying nothing. I'm merely observing. I have no statements.
But it's I don't know. It's something that I enjoy having.
Mm-hmm.
On a regular basis.
All right. I'm not even gonna.
I'm almost curious to see where you're gonna go with it.
No,
with this week's show title.
Well,
specifically off of this this morbid and almost alarming piece of information that you gained tonight?
Well, I could do much worse.
Really?
If I really wanted to.
Uh-huh.
No, you see, I've completely forgotten what the hell I was going to say.
Well, you're watching Wheel of Fortune when you got...
I was thinking about that. I have not watched Wheel of Fortune since I was a child.
Well, you're not 55 and semi-retired. And go to bed at... eat dinner at 4 in the afternoon and go to bed at 8. That's just not something... That's not your...
I was always a big fan of this because...
Vanna White.
No, she never did anything for me.
Doesn't do anything for me either. But she hasn't aged a bit, which I can...
No, she's a friggin' mutant.
Right. Well, so is Sajak, for that matter.
Yeah, so, well, Sajak's a gnome.
He's a gnome that is much, much richer than us.
See, now I just want to fucking... I want to figure out the...
Well, it's chocolate. Chocolates on my... This is good radio, by the way.
Yeah. Chocolates on my mallow?
Pillow. Chocolates
on... Chocolates on my pillow. That's retarded. There's...
It's good radio.
See, no. I was going somewhere with this. Wheel of Fortune. I think, for many people...
Oh, thank you.
Is that show... That was like one of those first quote-unquote audio participation shows where you just felt compelled to yell at the screen.
That and Price is Right.
I never got that so much with Price is Right.
I think Price is Right even more so, but I'm better at Wheel of Fortune than I am.
My dad, to this day, there's a famous story of him and they were watching Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah.
And he guessed, with no letters revealed, he guessed correctly that the answer was Raymond Burr. I have heard that story so many times.
I'm going to ask him about it on Saturday.
I think you should. Now it's any time you don't know the answer to something, it's Raymond Burr. Even if it has nothing to do with anything, it's... That's
if I could work that into my
he wouldn't get it.
No,
he wouldn't get it.
Work it into the best man speech.
Yeah. He would not get that, but you know. But no, I mean, Wheel of Fortune, it was always because you didn't really need to know much.
Right.
And anyone could kind of contribute just like walking by.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. You could just shout things.
Right. Incoherently as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, yeah. That is the one thing that I miss about there was that transition, Christ, like 10 years ago, of game shows. There was like that mini little renaissance of game shows.
I completely agree. It was the primetime game show renaissance.
Yeah, it was right after like Millionaire got big.
Right, Billionaire, The Weakest Link.
Yeah, and then we just did this. We're going to steal every freaking British game show we can and bring it over here. So it's like Weakest Link,
The Mole.
Well, that, was that a game show or that was more of a reality show?
No, it was a game show.
Was it a game show?
Well, it was a competitive reality show.
Yeah. 21 with the late, great Chuck Woolery.
Is he dead?
No.
Oh. Bad news. Bad news is you probably don't take a card. What's the good news?
I enjoyed having you.
Awesome.
Wow.
It happens all the time.
That's painful.
We take cash or check, otherwise I can take an ID and write you a tab. Assuming that you'll come back and please pay it.
Probably have to do that.
Okay. If I can get someone's license.
Yeah, are you guys open on Saturdays?
Saturdays we are. Okay. Not Sundays.
I'll have to come up here before the wedding.
Well, here, let's come back here Saturday morning.
Do they do breakfast here?
What time are you guys open?
Someone's here by
10:30.
Okay.
10:30? That'll work.
We'll come. Yeah, we'll do breakfast somewhere else, and we'll come by here.
Maybe we'll do it at Sarnas.
I was thinking Astor.
Astor would also work? Yeah, that's
just
not that
sticking
far
in the area.
Yeah, that works. Yeah, good note, kids. Don't take cards. Cards.
But you can start a tab.
That's kind of awesome.
That is kind of awesome.
Well, shit, then I'll pay this time.
You want to pay this time?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, she took my card.
Oh, she did? Oh.
Might as well.
Oh, fuck it. Anyway. What the hell were we talking about?
Sure.
Sorry.
No, you're fine.
No, it's... we didn't know, so...
In most places, it's not that case. And it's not really plainly stated. It's only at the bottom of our menu.
We will be back.
Everyone's all focused on the top of the menu.
Yes. We will be back Saturday, okay. So...
Just let them know your name and then you tap the photo.
Okay, excellent. Thank you.
That's kind of cool, though.
That is neat. I mean, at least they're accommodating.
Right. Exactly.
No, so that's a big deal. But no, there was like this mini renaissance, and they were gonna do. There were all these cool game shows,
mm-hmm.
And then it was just like, oh shit, they all just went away all at once. And I that was my favorite part of television was game shows. And I mean, now that
you're a big no whammy guy, aren't you?
I enjoyed Press Your Luck. That was a lot. That's a lot of fun because it's just so stupid.
It was like a constant game of Plinko.
It was, you know, the 70s, I love the Game Show Network, because it was just like, God, there were some stupid shows on then.
Hollywood Squares.
Oh, Hollywood Squares was fantastic. They need to bring that back on, like, FX, where you can swear.
Oh, my God, do it as a late night one?
Yeah, do it like a filthy Hollywood Squares.
Oh, my, just do the cast of the league and
Louis C.K.
And Always
Louis
Sunny.
C.K. would be the center square. He would have to be.
All the time.
He's like the anti-Paul Lind.
For Danny DeVito, I could go with him, too.
Danny DeVito, I think he... No, you need someone... You need the anti-Paul Lind. You need a bitter...
Old.
Bitter, crotchety human being. And I think Louis C.K. could do that.
Nice.
That's a genius idea. We totally need to pitch that now.
Dirty Hollywood Squares.
Just a Dirty Hollywood Squares.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah, drunken. No, it has to be... I think, like, Hollywood Squares meets Insomniac.
Oh, David Tell should be...
David Tell would be an excellent center square as well. And he's clearly not doing anything right now, right. So...
Oh, my God.
You do, like, a Hollywood Squares slash kind of a drinking game kind of thing?
It should actually be on Comedy Central late night.
No, because then you get... There's this weird with Comedy Central, I've noticed this more, and it's kind of the same vibe I get from Adult Swim now.
Yeah.
Where it's just, the audience, they seem to be skewing more douchebag.
We're jumping the shark a little bit.
I don't know if it's jumping the shark, I think it's just the humor is moving away from me. Like, I watched this, when I was packing for Extra Life thing, I was getting all of our shit together. I found that I like to have, like, stand-up comedy in the background.
Yeah.
Mostly because my media server's dead and I can't have music playing.
Okay.
But it's something I can have on in the background through Netflix, and I don't have to watch. I can just listen, and it's fine.
Yeah.
And I tuned in. I watched a little bit of the Nick Swardson's.
That's not funny. He's not funny.
It's no. You know what it is to me with him, and there's a couple other comics that I get this kind of vibe for. You're not telling jokes, you're just being the funny guy. You know what I mean? Like, the joke construction seems to be terrible.
I just don't like him.
Well, and you know, there's also that. But I'm just saying, I'm making more of a wider...
I don't like him like I don't like Adam Sandler, because they're always in each other's movies.
Well, yeah, that's all part of that crew, but...
Yeah, I don't think any of them are funny.
They can be.
Name one.
I don't remember the guy's name. He was the guy in Grandma's Boy. Like the main character.
That doesn't help me.
Like I said, I don't fucking remember his name, but...
I never saw it.
It was enjoyable. I liked it.
Huh.
But anyway, but my point is that it's basically semi-funny guy tells stories. Like, okay. That's what it is. And I think that's kind of the... You know, say what you will about Dean Cook... But he at least had joke constructions.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I'm a bit of a connoisseur with comedy, the stand-up comedy. So, like, I follow a lot of these guys.
Dan Cook's not funny either.
Well, you know, I've always considered Dane Cook to be the Britney Spears of stand-up comedy. In that...
And we found the title of this week's episode.
No, he is. He's not necessarily terribly creative, But he's a hell of a performer.
He does have great stage presence.
He does. And that means a lot. And there's a reason why his crowd is the crowd that he's got.
Right.
Is because
they're short attention spans and they can't.
It's all about the show. It doesn't hurt that he's a good looking guy. Mm-hmm. You know. And I think he's found that niche.
I was waiting for you to say he's like a very versatile actor or something like that.
I've actually seen him in anything.
He was in a movie called Dan in Real Life.
Yeah, I think I did that.
With Steve Carell.
Yeah.
And neither Steve Carell nor Dane Cook were necessarily all that funny in it. Mm-hmm. But they weren't that bad.
Yeah.
So.
He was also in that Mr. Brooks movie with Kevin Costner, but I never saw that.
I didn't see that either. I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah.
Dane Cook is the Britney Spears of stand-up comedy.
He is. I stand by this. And I remember thinking that back when I was working at the video store, because a buddy of mine that worked there just loved Dane Cook. So like when we're closing at night, we'd throw on like a Dane Cook DVD while we were locking up. And it was like it was enjoyable to listen to, but it was just like it was all in the presentation. If you had anybody else doing that material, it would have just tanked.
Right.
You know.
I'm trying to think of people's stand-up that I really enjoyed lately. I like Aziz Ansari.
I've not heard enough of his stuff. What little I've heard, I've enjoyed.
Yeah, it's he swears a lot, which I love a good swearer.
Yeah.
And some of the stuff that comes out of his mouth, because this is going to sound racist, but the way he looks, you don't expect that that type of language. And
you know, did you watch The Daily Show?
Yeah.
From what little I have seen of Aziz Ansari,
right.
He reminds me a lot of... Fuck, can I remember his name now?
John Stewart?
No, the Indian guy.
Okay, I know what you're talking about.
Oh my god, why can't I think of his name? But just, it's that kind of brash,
right?
Kind of yelly.
Exactly.
And it took me a long time to get okay with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, what's weird is I've been going back to like 80s and 90s lately. So like I went on a big Sam Kinison kick.
Okay.
I tried getting into Bill Hicks.
No.
Which, speaking as someone that idolizes like George Carlin and that, I could not get into Bill Hicks. Because there was a weird amount of smugness to him. And okay,
and Sam Kinison didn't come off as smug?
He definitely had his moments.
Right.
But it was one of those where he was so out there. Like, Sam Kinison would come from a point of view of, I am in pain.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
You know. Whereas Bill Hicks had this thing that I know better than you. And okay. Even though I agree with 99% of his philosophy and his viewpoints on things,
you didn't like the delivery. And the
it way. Was just it really kind of set me off, because it was just, you know, and it, part of it was probably, you know, just his tone of voice and stuff like that, because it's one of those where it's just he just sounds shitty,
right.
You know what I mean? But I was thinking about this, and you know, there's some comics that just tell jokes,
okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
they're just funny. Okay,
Greg Giraldo.
Mm-hmm. I would also include something like, you know, Ron White.
Bob Saget.
You know, they're just telling jokes. Okay.
Right.
And then there's the comics that are more...
Do you like more water?
Yes, please. Thank you.
The comics that are a little more kind of philosophers.
Oh yeah, by the way.
Where you kind of get into where it's funny because it's less funny because it's a joke, and more it's funny because someone's finally saying it.
Yeah.
And I include Kinison, I include George Carlin. To a degree I count like Dennis Leary.
Absolutely.
You know, Louis C.K. I think has some of this as well.
Yep.
And it's one of those where those are the comics I gravitate toward. Mm-hmm. I think a little bit more. But I was thinking about this. There was a couple of George Carlin jokes where he expressed an opinion on something that I kind of disagreed with. Okay, it wasn't often, but there were times that he would go into it, and some of it was exaggerated to for comic effect or whatever. But it was weird because even though I knew it was jokes and I knew it was, you know, there was exaggeration and it was meant to, at least in part, just be funny and not just, you know, to spout, this is what I feel about this. Mm-hmm. I felt a little more upset about it because it's like, if Bob Saget had said those things, it would have been, he's just making a joke. But it was weird because, like, if I'm following a guy because I kind of agree with him, it's that much more upsetting when he throws something at you that you weren't expecting. Mm-hmm. And I just found that kind of interesting that it's those comics that I generally consider to be more observational philosophically that has that effect. I thought that was weird. I don't know where I was going with that.
I don't know where you're going with that either.
I'm really just spouting shit on my mind right now.
That was very philosophical.
That's what I get when I'm in a bar. Even though I've had a Blue Moon and a root beer.
Well, they spiked the root beer.
This is 1919. It's good shit. So I think we could probably wrap up, though.
Yeah, I think we should. Yeah. I dug the place. I thought my burger was really well done. Mm-hmm. I like the onion rings, like the mini corn dogs. We'll probably be back just to try the alligator.
Yeah.
We'll probably call ahead, make sure that they have it.
Probably. We'll have to come back anyway to pay the tab.
Yeah, well, I don't know if I want a burger when I'm all tuxed up.
It's true.
And we're going to breakfast in tuxedo.
In tuxes?
Oh, yes, we are. Yes, you don't have a choice.
It may not be up to me.
Why wouldn't it?
There are other people that wield political power in this arrangement.
It's not like we're going to spill on each other.
Have you seen me eat?
Okay, I can count on one hand in 180 odd shows that you've actually spilled on yourself.
Yes, but it's added danger when it's nice clothes. I think that's
part of the fun of the show. To see how awkwardly we can eat trying to bring up. I'm going to get something with syrup.
Ribs.
Ribs.
Heather would kill you. Oh my God.
I would like ribs and salsa, please. And maple syrup, if you can.
And one of those rum drinks with the dry ice in it.
Yes, exactly. And could I get a bottle of salt with the top screwed off of it as well?
Yeah. Or the ketchup with the top screwed off.
And then with a loose screw bottle.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. Focus.
Focus. I thought it was very good. I would definitely come back. Unfortunately, it's an area of town that neither one of us really knows a whole lot about.
No.
But on the way over, we discovered a location and another place we can go.
Yeah.
That I think will come in very handy come wintertime.
Because it's close.
Because it's close. So, that is important.
Yeah, I mean, for me, this is the kind of place where I would enjoy. These guys take a ball to the chest?
Yep.
Ow. Yep.
Right in the sternum. In the sternum. It's right on the bone.
Oh.
Oh, that's going
to
suck.
No, they've changed it to baseball. No. We're very easily distracted tonight.
No, you take it in the hand? Take it in the arm.
Oh, that's broken.
That's broken.
Oh, wait. See if we can get a close-up here. Oh no! No, yeah, he took it in the ribs.
Really?
He took it in the ribs.
Chopped up his arm and into his ribs.
Oh, did it? Oh, double trouble! Owie!
Yeah, that's broke. That's broke.
Ow! Well, they're not walking him off, so it's not too broken. He can still run. You don't need your arms to run. Just rub some dirt on it. It'll be fine.
Thank you, Carl Lewis.
That's right. but no, I mean this is the classic kind of, you know, Northeast. I'd even count this area in kind of Northeast.
I would too.
You know, bar, you know, this is the kind of thing where, you know, were I 40 years older,
you'd be here every night.
I would, you know, you're watching the game, watching Wheel of Fortune.
Right.
You have a decent burger.
It reminds me of a less dirty Shaw's.
Yes, very much so.
And a brighter Dusty's.
Well, it's hard not to get brighter than Dusty's.
Well, Dusty's has a light.
Yeah. And it's in the bathroom, behind a door.
Everything else is illuminated in neon.
Yes. but, you know, my pork tenderloin sandwich, first off, you can't argue the portion versus price.
Holy crap.
I mean, it was a $5 sandwich that I had.
Yeah.
And that was, I think, monstrous. A half a pig.
It was monstrous.
For me, it was a little dry, but that could have also been the Texas toast. Mm-hmm. And I went with the wheat Texas toast, which is like a double shot of dryness.
Right. I'm reaching way across the table.
I want to grope you. Sorry.
You gotta wait until Saturday.
I know.
You can be drunk.
That's right.
I will remember tomorrow. But
it was definitely good.
Okay.
I want to come back for the Gator, though.
I do too. I do too.
Especially knowing that it's so close.
You have no reason not to.
It's just outside of walking distance, though. That's the problem.
Yeah, but you barely even have to warm up the car at that point.
Yeah, that's true. But yes, I would say definitely recommended for, you know, just a night out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, very unpretentious.
Absolutely.
You know, it's a good time. Plus, you get free peanuts in an alligator.
In an alligator, which I got to take a picture
of. It's a ceramic alligator. So while you're doing that, I will, as always, thank our sponsors at hopchart.com for all of your beer catalog needs. We didn't even talk about the beer. I went with the Blue Moon. You went with the... What'd you go with it?
Grain Belt.
See, again, not a huge beer list, but you don't need it. I just think it's funny that Blue Moon is now considered, like, generic beer. I remember a time when Blue Moon was fancy. But yes, hopchart.com. We're big fans of that site. As always, we want to send you to the Facebook.com/WellFedGuideFP or WellFed Guide to Life. Twitter.com/WellFedGuideFPG. And on Foursquare, Foursquare.com/WellFedGuideToLife. And we welcome all of the followings, all of that. I'm really into recommendations. We've got a couple recommendations here that I want to try to get to in the next month or two. We keep getting recommendations for the Prairie Ale House.
And I've been there.
And I know you've been there, and I have not, and it burns me up inside, which we will get to, I swear. But, you know, we've got a couple other recommendations for some new places. We did have someone, actually, and I think this is a genius idea, do a state fair style show at the Midtown Global Market.
It could be done. We could make that happen.
That might be a good, like, winter show.
That's an excellent winter show.
Yeah.
It's an excellent winter show. Yeah. I don't know what results are come Mondays at the Global Market, because I've only been there on the weekends.
Yeah, we can figure that out. But the reason, what inspired me about, or what reminded me of this suggestion was, the City Pages just did a write-up on, I think it's Sonara. It's a new Latin fast food place in there.
Right.
It might be Solera. I don't remember
it's not Solera.
No, it's not Solera. Sonara, something like that.
Sonora?
Sonora. That's what it is, Sonora. They do a turkey-based chorizo. So it's like a diet chorizo.
Done.
Yeah, I'm a
diet chorizo.
That's what it is.
I'm making up words.
So I think it's a cool idea, but if you have any suggestions, if there's places you want to go, especially, we've got a lot of listeners based out of St. Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us where to go in St. Paul, because we are clueless.
With directions, please.
Directions are always helpful. Like, I want to explore St. Paul. Every place we've gone that's been in St. Paul has been fantastic.
Yeah.
So...
That's entirely on... I mean, we've not had a bad meal in St. Paul.
No, not that I can remember. So, if you like a place in St. Paul, let us know. We will go there.
Right.
So, until next time, thank you guys very much for listening. And we will see you next week.